up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
As we've been tragically reporting, the news that local resident John Colvin did not return home from his early evening bike ride two nights ago. The 55-year-old Laguna Beach bicyclist suffered fatal injuries after a crash with a Prius driven by a 19-year-old northbound near Emerald Bay in North Laguna. A lot of response on our Facebook to this. Katie said, John was a wonderful, caring, loving father, husband, and friend. Many hearts are breaking this morning. Much love goes out to his beautiful wife, daughters, and family. The fatality is the third in 3 months, making 2014 one of the most dangerous ever for pedestrians and cyclists. The State Office of Traffic Safety's 2011 statistics show Laguna Beach's ranking as the worst among 107 small cities. Police did not cite the 19-year-old driver, a man from Laguna Beach who initially left the scene. The investigation is continuing. Expecting to park in Laguna this summer, motorists can expect higher parking rates at meters and lots to pay for spaces until 9 p.m., or the option of paying dearly for the convenience of valet parking. The City Council this week put the finishing touches on the parking plan. Overall, it's intended to curb downtown traffic congestion by providing an incentive to use cheaper outlying lots linked to the scheduled trolley service. Altogether, the measure should make 200 more parking spaces available and generate up to $400,000 in revenue. Laguna Beach High School seniors don their caps and gowns for the school's commencement tonight in Irvine Bowl. Students and parents can expect to hear from class valedictorian Rory Sanders. Next year, high school students will spend an additional 22 hours in class thanks to a new bell schedule. The assistant principal outlined the plan that increases instructional minutes to 64,800 from last year's 63,461. For red wine drinkers, don't forget Bacchanal Thirsty Thursday at the Wine Gallery right under KX93.5. It features DJ Sly Dog from 8 to 11 p.m. tonight, Purple Corduroy and Mile 216 Wines, distributed by local Brandy Faber. It's featured in a happy hour pour all night long. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at 1 Laguna.